depend on Southern California's only all-news radio station, KNX 1070 News Radio.
KNX News Time, 743.
Some perspective now on the morning's unemployment report from the Labor Department. The jobless rate dipped to 9.5%, lowest rate in nearly a year, but maybe that doesn't really tell the entire story. And with us on the KNX News Line is Associated Press economics writer Janine Aversa. Janine, as you look at this number, the president was out talking about it about an hour or so ago, trying to obviously put the best light on it. But where's the spin and where's the reality?
Okay. Well, it sounds great, doesn't it, that the unemployment rate fell to 9.5%. But upon closer examination, the reason why that happened is because a whole bunch of people, over 650,000, just left the labor force for whatever reason. Perhaps they feel like they can't find a job.
They've just given up.
They've just given up. And that's not a good thing. The president did get out and say that he will, you know, do everything in his power to help the economy create jobs and opportunities for people. That being said, he faces a very tough political situation. The Senate Republicans blocked his plea to get through an extension of unemployment benefits. And it just seems that the president's opportunities to provide relief would be very limited given what's going on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, let me ask you about that just from the political reality, because coming up to the November elections, is there any chance that the president gets any kind of a good turnaround, certainly in the employment picture, between now and November to give the Democrats any kind of an edge that they don't have right now?
Well, the economy is growing, but it's just not growing at a fast enough pace to make a dent in the unemployment rate. The fact of the matter is that consumers and businesses are both acting cautiously because they're not sure what the future may hold. So the unemployment rate that we're seeing now at 9.5%, we're likely to see the unemployment rate be in that 9% range through the rest of this year. Certainly, when the November elections roll around, the unemployment rate will be elevated.
Associated Press economics writer Janine Aversa.
KNX News Time, 7:45. Traffic, weather, and money together on the 5.